Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Supreme Court seems likely to leave in place the bulk of the Affordable Care Act. That includes key protections for pre-existing health conditions and subsidized insurance premiums that affect tens of millions of Americans. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh, among the conservative justices, appear unwilling to strike down the entire law, even if they were to find the law's now toothless mandate for obtaining health insurance to be unconstitutional. Killing Obamacare is a long-held Republican goal that has repeatedly failed in Congress and the courts. The Supreme Court's three liberal justices are almost certain to vote to uphold the law in its entirety. The mother of an Illinois 17-year-old charged in the fatal shooting of two men during a protest in Wisconsin said neither her son nor the protesters should have been on the street that night. She puts much of the blame for what happened on police and on the governor. Kyle Rittenhouse is also charged in the wounding of a third man in August in Kenosha, Wisconsin, during the demonstration to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Wendy Rittenhouse told the Chicago Tribune that if police had done a better job of protecting businesses from looters, her son might not have felt it was his job to do so. Yesterday saw the kickoff of Florida Recycles Week. Ryan Daly reports the State Department of Environmental Protection held a call with recycling industry partners to highlight the importance of recycling.
As many people remained in their homes and avoided going shopping in person during the coronavirus pandemic, online shopping became a primary source of getting goods delivered. Dawn McCormick chairs the Florida Recycling Partnership. She says the high demand has underscored the pivotal role recycling plays in the packaging supply chain.
We've continued to recycle really high-level volumes of cardboard throughout the pandemic, and most of the recycling facilities around the country remained open. But I think if you just think of your own home and think of how many more boxes you're getting delivered every day, it's probably not unusual that there is some supply constraints.
Because of that constraint, getting cardboard and other paper products into the recycling is more important now than ever, McCormick says.
All I can encourage folks to do is every time you get some paperboard and cardboard, please recycle it at home, you know, take the packaging out. But certainly we learned a lot during this pandemic of how much the manufacturing supply chain relies on recycled product.
McCormick says a decrease in demand for cardboard and other recycled products by businesses because of COVID-19 restrictions may have helped alleviate some of that strain on supply. I'm Ryan Daly.
The Miami Herald is reporting that when Governor Ron DeSantis needed to hire a coronavirus data analyst, his staff made an odd pick. It was a little-known Ohio sports blogger and Uber driver whose only relevant experience is spreading harmful conspiracy theories about COVID-19 on the internet. Florida added more than 4,300 new positive cases of coronavirus today and 69 more deaths. The latest surge in U.S. coronavirus cases appears to be much larger than the two previous ones and is all but certain to get a lot worse. Newly confirmed infections in the U.S. are running at all-time highs of well over 100,000 per day. That pushes the running total this week to more than 10 million. Deaths are climbing again, reaching an average of more than 930 a day. However, experts say medical and testing advances give them reason to believe the nation is better able to deal with the virus this time. Tropical Storm Eta remains nearly stationary in the southeast Gulf of Mexico. Much of the Florida Peninsula continues to be under a southeasterly wind flow, which will contribute to additional scattered showers and thunderstorms each day this week. Meteorologist Athena Masson says this wet pattern will likely stay in place so long as Eta remains in the Gulf.
I'm expecting Eta to slowly drift northward over the next few days, and there should be some additional strengthening. Outer rain bands will continue to produce heavy rainfall and gusty winds for parts of the Florida Peninsula through the end of the work week. There's increasing evidence that wind shear and dry air will help weaken Eta as it drifts closer to the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend late this week.
Meanwhile, in the open Atlantic, subtropical storm Theta formed last night. It's the 29th storm in the Atlantic. That's a new record. The National Hurricane Center says this breaks the old record from 2005. Forecasters say Theta is not expected to be a threat to land. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy, highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.